I want to just make some seder and add a lot of points, and, you know, and etc. So as we saw, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rif and the Rambam on the one hand, and frankly, most of the Chachmei Sfard, which is why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is this way, who hold that in general you don't make a second bracha, right? We saw the problems with this, the Gemara and Brachas, the formulation of the Gemara, versus Rabbeinu Tam and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, who say that you make a separate bracha, who say you make a separate bracha, and this is what we have in the Ramah. Ramah quotes a very interesting, a little bit of a strange minog we have, right, to say the bracha and then say Baruch Shem. As we mentioned, there are really two points for the machlokin. Number one, do we have a second bracha instituted Meirosh on Tefillin? Right? That's the first question. The second question is, do you need to repeat the bracha of Lehaniach when you were sach? They're really two machloksim, right? One understands what I mean? They come together in how you explain the Gemara, but they're two different points. So yesterday we began discussing point number one, which I'm going to elaborate on more today. And that is, do we have two brachot instituted meirosh or not? What's the yesod of this machlokas? So maybe the simplest way to explain this machlokas, is to say that the machlokas is, how many mitzvos are there? Are there two mitzvos or one mitzvah? And we mentioned yesterday the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet, which seems to say that there are two mitzvos. Today I printed the Rashba. Right? If you take a look at page 4, is where we're up to. I printed the Rashba. This is not the Rashba, it's a Miyuchas the Rashba. The Rashba says, Sach v'Rashtai, Nira k'shitas v'enu tam zaltfei. Ha'achas d'nira k'tikun sh'tei brachas l'shtei tfilin, k'evin d'shtei mitzvos heim. Midarmin in shal yareinu me'akev shal rosh. So it makes sense there should be two brachas because there's two mitzvos. I mentioned yesterday the Tosfos Rid says this way, the Mordechai says this way. And that's why the Taz says that when you make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, the way you should be saying it is al mitzvot tefillin. The Taz has a very long piece here about the two brachot. Anyone wants to see it? It's longer than the 12 pages. In any case, yeah, so that's the point he makes. And as I mentioned, it's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet. And most of the Moneh HaMitzvos indeed counted as two mitzvos, the Rambam, Rav Sajigo, and the Smag, the Sefer Chinuch, the Rashba. Okay. And one could say, according to Rashi, that the reason he says there's only one bracha is because he says there's only one mitzvah. Because he says it's only one mitzvah. And there are many Rishonim who seem to say this, like we saw Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Vav, and I give you a number of Rishonim on the bottom of page 4 here. Aye, what about the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet, which says it's not Ma'akev because it's two mitzvahs? So here on page 5, I printed the Shut Ma'asa Nisim. And just because people may not know what the Shut Ma'asa Nisim is, on the bottom of page 5, I give you the biography of Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. Very interesting, Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. He has a lot of interesting svarim. And that's his Sefer HaTshuvos. A number of the Tshuvos are written to Rabbi David HaBavli, who wrote Kashrus on the Rambam. Rabbi David HaBavli seems to hold, or at least questions on the Rambam, based on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi David HaBavli says that when the Gemara says that there are two mitzvos, you can explain it in the same way the Gemara in Sukkah talks about why the lulav is in the right hand versus the eshrog in the left hand. Anyone remembers that Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara says the lulav has three mitzvos on it. Right? Lulav hadasim eravos. The eshrog is only one mitzvah. Now, are they four different mitzvos? No. What it means is three parts of the mitzvah. There are two parts of one mitzvah. So one could say, to summarize again, as we said yesterday, that the machlokas is whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvot. That would be the simplest way of explaining it. The simplest isn't always correct, right? Reality isn't always simple. We like it to be simple, but it's not. In fact, who is the one who never says things that are simple? The Rambam. And that's what we want to talk about today. One can say that even if it's two mitzvot, still, there would be one bracha. One could say it, and this is what the Rambam does say. Not just could say, right? The Rambam, as we already saw, passages like Rashi, right? One bracha. On the other hand, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, he counts like two mitzvos, the Pashup Shat of the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet. And in fact, he brings that as a raya. If we take a look at page 5, Mitzvah Yud Gimel, after he counts in Mitzvah Yud Beis, Laniach Tefillin Al Arosh, then he says in Mitzvah Yud Gimel, Laniach Tefillin Shal Yad Me'ai. It's interesting that the Rambam reverses the order. What do I mean, reverses the order?
Starts with Shal Rosh.
He puts the Shal Rosh first, no? Interesting, right? Yeah, the pasuk is first shal yad. Okay. In any case, the Rambam says, V'haraya, al hayot tefillin shel rosh v'shel yad shtei mitzvos. Amar b'gemara menachas al tzad ha'tema mimi sheyachshu shetzion shel rosh v'shel yad lo yaniach echad mehem bilti acher. Av yoshteim lefan av yachad ma'amar zel l'shono. What's the lashon of the gemara? Man d'les le'shtei mitzvos chad mitzvah lo li'avid. He brings that raya. Okay. So Reb David Abavli next door says, v'yechzek zeki abracha ashtei anachas v'ilu hayu shtei mitzvos lo hispik b'shtei anbracha achas. He asked the Rambam, if it really is two mitzvos, then there should be two brachos. If there's one bracha, it's because it's one mitzvah. Huh? So really we have to explain the two parts of the Rambam. On the one hand, why only one bracha? On the other hand, why are you counting it as two mitzvos? Let's start with question number one, and then we'll get to question number two. Why only one bracha? Why only one bracha? So here I think there are two ways of explaining it. One is the way the Gra explains it, not Dafka the Rambam, but the way the Gra proves it, and the way the Rambam's own son in a very similar way explained it. The second way is the way the Rambam himself explained it. And you wonder whether his son saw his father's tshuva. Maybe it's good that he didn't. This way he gave us another explanation. Let's start with the Gra. The Gra, and I think I printed before, right? The Gra that appears earlier, what page? The Gra, page 3. The middle of page 3. So the first part of the Gra is why I printed it earlier, where he says the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Natam is based on the Girsos, whether you have the word Choser or not, right? Then he says in the second part, the Ode Kasha Mitosefta Perikanal, there's a Tosefta in the sixth parak of Brachos, Gabi Bracha Birkas Truma Umaiser. Birkas Truma Umaiser. Now I printed this Tosefta on page 6 so you can see what he's talking about. A person is going to the mafresh trumas and maizes. Omer baruch shegiyanu lezmanazeh shechiyanu for the first time, right? Kishu mafreshin. Omer baruch hasher k'dushem zav zivanu lahafresh trumas and maizes. Everyone agrees trumas and maizes are two mitzvos, right? So how can we make one bracha on them? Because the bottom line is you're going to do one action. You're going to be mafresh trumas and maizes. You can make one bracha on two mitzvos if they're one action. In fact, Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, back on page 5, sharpens this even further. And we'll start talking about this more at length on Wednesday when we get to the next sugya. My goal is, tell me if this works for you, to finish the sugya tomorrow. You guys have enough to do tomorrow, right? We'll see if you finish tomorrow or not. I'm not rushing you, right? But in any case, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to get to the next sugya here, which is going back from war, if you talk between the tefillin, right? Let's look at Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. He writes, at the bottom of page 5, in his answer, that the reason they aser dibor between the two tefillin, they don't want there to be dibor between the two tefillin, right? That's why they didn't make a second bracha. They relied on the first bracha. Because it's meant to be one continuum. Meaning the Gra is saying it's one maisa, so you can make one bracha. There have been Avraham saying a little bit differently. Since we want it to be one maisa, we don't make a bracha. Interesting, no? Okay. All this is wonderful stuff. But let's see the Rambam himself. We should see the Rambam himself, in general, and especially for trying to explain the Rambam. The Rambam writes on page 6, the Tshuva of the Rambam, Sheila. Shuvas Sheila al Inyan Sach Mevarach Shnayim. Lo Mevarach Achas, V'amartem Amayim Mevarach Achas, V'im Shtei Mitzvos. Afal Pishu Shtei Mitzvos, Ein V'im Akvizu Vizu. Why one bracha? Hoil v'inyan shtei ha-mitzvos. Inyan echad hu. Mivarech achas. She'inyan shteyen hazikaron. She'nemer l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha. May I have for a second? What's the Rambam saying?
It's all one inyan, so you can make one bracha.
It's all one inyan. Is he saying what Ravon ben Rambam said? Again, it could be they're connected. We want it to be one maisa. They're really connected to each other. They're similar, but it's a little bit different. They're one inyan. This could be what the Magen Avraham means. The Magen Avraham is responding to that Taz who made a big chiddush, right? That you're supposed to say al mitzvos. The Magen Avraham disagrees. He says you should have a patach under the vav. To halokoi rak al shel rosh l'chud. We'll get to this a little bit later. This bracha is only on the shel rosh. Even if you say the Al Mitzvah's bracha is going on both.
Mikom makom,
he gets poisoned. What does Dishnehem Kichada Chashiva mean?
And two of them are considered as one.
They're considered as one. Does he mean one Maisa? Right? Sounds like it means
Inyan.
One principle, one Inyan. And especially if we have the Rambam. Oh, so what are we saying? Even if it's two mitzvos, they're one Inyan, and that's why it's one bracha. The next question, after Eric's question, is going to be, so if they're one Inyan, and they're one bracha, why don't you count them as one mitzvah? How do you know to count them as two mitzvos? We'll get to that in a second. Yes?
Same as the Balamor from yesterday?
It's very similar. I think Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam is even more similar to the Balamor from yesterday. We're just getting it, going to get to it later. I just do the Rambam before we get the Tosas. One of the differences. The Tosas separately, right? But very similar about the relationship between the two. That's what we're going to continue talking about in the next part of the Chozim Yerochai Melchoma, why we don't want it to be a Hefzik. Okay. So, the Ramban asks exactly this question on the Rambam. The Ramban in his Hasagas to Shorash Yud Aleph. He says, if we look carefully, the tefillin should be considered one mitzvah, right? More than tzitzis. They're both Lamantia Torah Hashem Befinu, like the Rambam said. So, I don't think he saw the truth of the Rambam, but he really builds off that idea. He even quotes the Rambam's pasuk, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. So what's Pshat? This is a good kasha. So the Ramban then suggests a direction for the Rambam. Levadim Yiton Harav. Unless the Rambam is going to say, Shezeh Maase Echod, maybe you'll say the reason there's a difference as far as counting them as mitzvos, the inyan is one, but by tzitzis it's one maisa, right? You take a baguette and you put the white, the whole baguette on you. It's one integrated maisa. There's nothing done separately. Here it's two maisim. That's why the two mitzvos. That's what the Ramban suggests for the Rambam. The Rivash actually makes that suggestion: shnei maisim, two mitzvos. But then the Ramban asks an obvious question. What about Kriyashma? What about the Ktoras, the Korban HaTomid? That's also two Maisim. Separated even more, right? That's a strong kasha, no? The Achronim on the Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam, there are many of them. One of them is the Lev Sameach. They relate to this kasha. I want to give you the answers of the Lev Sameach. And basically, the answers of the Lev Sameach are along these two lines. What he says is that number one, the Maisa of Kriyashma, Ktores, and Korban Tomid is the same Maasa done twice. It's the same Maisa done twice. And they can't be done together. It's just doing the same thing twice. It's not two mitzvos. It's to do it twice. So for example, there isn't a mitzvah to daven twice. But if there was a mitzvah to daven twice, right? Would we say there's two mitzvahs of the tefillah? No. There's a mitzvah of tefillah, which you do twice. And then he says, milvadze, it's really the same thing done twice. The tefillin is different tefillin. Look at the end of the piece. This is the point I'm trying to get to. Avala tefillin sharov shal yad, af ki ma shekosef v'zeh kosef kazeh, even though it's written the same thing. Mikol makom siduran utmunasan, Einon echad. Siduran utmunasan. Einon echad. How do you translate those words?
Order.
The way it's set up. Image. The parsha has one, two, you know, different boxes. And tumunasan, the way it looks. Four boxes, right? Siduran utmunasan. Interesting. Ach yesh bem shinui rav. The al hakol. And then additionally, shinui mekoman. Elu b'rosh ve'elu b'yad. Right. Two things. The physical difference and the placement difference. I don't know if had it only been one, he would have said it, right? Putting it two different places. Okay, but you're putting two different things in two different places. So this is the unique situation for the Rambam. On the one hand, they're clearly one inyan, which is why they're one bracha. On the other hand, they're two mitzvahs because they're different. Now I want to show you something cool. You ready for something cool? What brought the Rambam to say this? Why did the Rambam feel that it wasn't just one mitzvah? Svara from here to tomorrow. What caused the Rambam to believe that there's a duality here? I'm not trying to get you into his psychology, but what?
Psukim.
Well, the psukim, I don't know. The baitzitzis, right? Tchelis is a separate pasuk. I think if you look at the Rambam carefully, you can see the answer. If you look at the Rambam carefully, you can see the answer. Let's go back to the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. In fact, you guys take a look at it and you tell me if you see the answer. First thing, I want to point out a peculiarity, right? I want to point out a peculiarity. How does the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet present it? Does it sound like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam? Just look at Halacha Dalet. Sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, right? Now, how do I know he holds like Rashi?
The next halacha,
he says, what I just said, halacha dalet, is only that. That's a little bit deceiving. Why is he presented that way? You know what the Rambam should have said? The Rambam should have said, when you put on tefillin, you make one bracha. If you happen to have only one, then you make two. Okay, shkoyach, right? Why is the Rambam presented that way? What would you say? Because that's indicative of the principle. The Rambam always starts with the principle. What principle is it indicative of? Take a closer look at Dalet Dalet. What? Yeah, but what principle is he bringing? That's halacha. What's the principle he's discussing in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet? Let's take a look. What does he say? He quotes the Enam HaKeves. You have it underlined. What's the principle? The two mitzvos. That's the Gemara, right? He starts with the principle. What's the next line after he says the Namaka because of the two mitzvos? Ketzim Mevorchim. In fact, so the Rambam is linking the two brachos when you need a second bracha, the two different brachos, to the fact that they're two mitzvos. That's all one parsha. Why do you only make one bracha? Rambam said, why do you only make one bracha? Why do you only make one bracha? Because they're one inyan. So they're one inyan and they're two inyan, right? However you explain the two inyan for the Rambam, what does he mean by the two inyan, right? I like the Lev Tov, right? Because they're two different fill-ins or whatever, right? Whenever you explain it, they're one and they're two. And this is the unique shita of the Rambam, as we're used to seeing in unique shitas of the Rambam. And it makes a lot of sense based on all the information we have, right? Any questions about this? Okay. I believe that we can connect these two different understandings of Shita's Rashi, right? Rashi versus Rambam. Because Rashi, I think, holds really is only one mitzvah. Can anyone tell me where you see in the sugya that Rashi holds it's because it's one mitzvah? You've got to have a very careful eye for this.
He says, like only.
Yeah,
know,
so?
Like the word bilvad is like.
Better. You just have to think. We don't really think, you know, we try not to. So I'm about to say, I think you can connect this machlok between Rashi and the Rambam, meaning both of them say only one bracha, but two different explanations. Is it one bracha because it's one mitzvah, or is it one bracha because it's one inyan, right? That's basically what we're talking about. You can connect that to how you explain the difference in the Nusach HaBrach. You can connect it to how you explain the difference in the Nusach HaBrach. One could explain it technically. Technically! For example, Rashi. How does Rashi explain the difference in the Nusach HaBrach?
Beginning and the end.
The Lahaniach is the beginning, and the Al is the end. What's Rashi's assumption, by the way? What do you mean, beginning and end?
It's all one.
The one mitzvah. That's Rashi's Lashon.
Gomer.
The Achshav Gomer S. What do you mean, Gomer is a mitzvah? There's two mitzvahs, no? Ha 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 ha, right? One mitzvah. That's Rashi. There's one mitzvah. By the way, I think we can now understand very well the flow of the Gemara, because the Gemara, right after it finishes with the Inyan of Sach, brings what din? First you put on the shel yad, and then you put on the shel rosh. It's talking about the order, right? The order is connected to the nusach habracha. Rashi is merely connecting the first halacha to the halacha the Gemara is going to bring later. Oh, Just to elaborate a little bit more on Rashi before we get to the Rambam, why is there this difference between Lahatchil and Laniach? So let's look at Tosfos in Brachos Tafsamacham and Bet. Tosfos brings a very similar svara, formulates it a little bit more sharply. One could say differently. One could say it's not Rashi. We're on page 7 now. I wanted to point out that the Yerushalmi also says two brachos, but the formulation is very similar. Top of page 7. Al mitzvah tefillin, al mitzvah hanochas tefillin. So there is a difference, but it's more similar. Here it's different. Okay, yeah. So Tosfos says like this. Shrek Shem Zav Tikvan Lahaniach tefillin. Kevan de tchilas hanochaso bizro'o, yesh levarech lahaniach. Aval bisharosh mevarech al mitzvah velo lahaniach, shekfar hitchil vihiniach echad mehem. Meaning it's not the gemar means you have to say al. It's that once you've already started, you can no longer say Laniach. And the explanation is very simple. Laniach means I will put on. To put on, I'm already putting on. What would the nafkamina of this be? Let's say a person only has a shel rosh. Which bracha would you make?
Laniach.
I mean, it's not you have to say al on the gemar. It's that you can't say lehaniach when you're in the middle. It's not that gemar needs al. It's that to say lehaniach, you need the beginning. And this is what the Karen Ora says according to Rashi. When the fi tamo shel Rashi yesh lomer dafka b'sachud mevarach al mitzvah shel rosh b'shem degomer ha-mitzvah. Aval im ein lo ele shel rosh levad u'menicho efshem mevarach gam aleha lehaniach kevan dehat chalahu. Very nice. Okay. He explains some diukim in the sugi if you take a look. But the Mordechai says differently. The Mordechai says that according to Rashi, they were mitaken the nusach of al for a situation where you're only putting on the shel rosh. Let's look at the Mordechai. Umiul apirish Rashi zal yesh lomar shehutzvichu chachamim latakein shtei brachos shahare shel yad eino ma'akev shel rosh v'lo rosh shel yad upiamim shemeiniach kol echad levado. Basic question is, why do they even make a nusach for the shel rosh? You're never making it. Because no, there are times you're putting on the shel rosh alone, right? The Mordechai assumes when you put the shel rosh on alone, what bracha are you making? Al against the Karen Ora. Why? So it seems there's a different reason why we have these different nusachos. Not just technical. You understand why Rashi is technical? Beginning, end. One could say it's inherent to the shel rosh versus the shel yad. How can we say this? Let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos says, back to the Tosfos we were seeing on page 7, after he quotes Rashi's explanation, he asks the kashas that Rabbeinu Tam asks, and then he says, L'chein pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the al shel rosh, shehoya gmar mitzvah, right, shehoya gmar mitzvah, like Rashi, v'ikr, v'yesh b'dalit batim, v'shin, mivarech al mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam, and it makes sense, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say this, it's not just technical. The shel rosh is better. It's more important. It's more significant. That's why on that we say al mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Manoach says something very similar according to the Rambam, which makes sense too. There's a difference between the shel yad and the shel rosh. It's not just beginning and end. And it makes sense that you'd want to explain the Rambam as being about difference and not just technically, because the question is why the Rambam counts it as two mitzvos. There's a difference between them. This is how Rabbeinu Tam explains. I believe, according to the Rambam, we can give a different explanation of the difference. And that would be based on the introduction of the Rambam to Hilchos Tefillin. For those who don't know, the Rambam, before he begins a set of halachos, lists the mitzvos that appear in that halacha. So here, when he introduces Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah, the first two things he mentions are Hilchos Tefillin. The first mitzvah is Lios Tefillin al Rosh, and the Kashram al Yad. Without the bull, you would have seen the difference, right? Interestingly, when the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, if we go back for a second, we saw the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? On the top of page 5, there he used the same word, Tzivanu Lehaniach, Tzivanu Lehaniach. And actually in the Minyan HaKotzer, for those who know the Minyan HaKotzer, before the Rambam begins Mishnah Torah, he gives a list. There he uses the word Likshor by both of them. But here, when he gets to Hilchos Tefillin, he says, Lios Tefillin al Arosh, and the kosher malayad. What's the basis for the Rambam's distinction? The pasuk. Ukshartam li'ot al yodecha v'hayu l'totofot b'nei necha. Right? Ukshartam li'ot al yodecha v'hayu l'totofot b'nei necha. See the pasuk here? You see the pasuk here below? This is basically the explanation of the Keren Ohr gives. He doesn't say it for the Rambam, but I think it's very nice for the Rambam. Keren Ohr says, back in the middle of page 7, Now this explanation highlights what the Shel Yad has and what the Shel Rosh doesn't have. Tomorrow we're going to discuss a little bit more what the Shel Rosh does have. Mirtz Hashem. And we'll do it in the context of Tosfos. So if you look at your Makorah sheet, basically what we did today was, something we did yesterday, but Bet, Aleph, Bet, 1, 2, and 3. Right, Rashi, Rav Chachmei Svar, the Keshet, the Sefer, Mitzvah, Mitzvos, the Sheet Saram. Tomorrow, we're going to do number 1, number 4. We're going to go into Rabbeinu Tam. We already talked about it yesterday, we'll talk about it more. And because we already talked about it yesterday, I'm assuming that you won't need all of Seder for number 4, and that Shia we can do briefly, and then get to Oz Gimel, completion of Nusach HaBrach. So my plan is to finish tomorrow, but if you guys feel you need more time, we're not rushing, we don't know where to go, right? So we'll see how it proceeds. Okay.